It's Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.
Earlier this month, a photo of Wisconsin high schoolers holding their arms in what appears to be a Nazi salute went viral and received international condemnation. The Baraboo students will not be disciplined by the school district because administrators say their actions were protected by the First Amendment.
Staff and students at Milwaukee's Rufus King High School wanted to respond to the Baraboo photo, so they took their own picture. In it, students and teachers are making the American Sign Language symbol for love.
WUWM education reporter Emily Files spoke with Rufus King Jr.'s Hannah Olenchek, Kennedy Henderson, and Estella Ramirez. They're all students of English teacher Kelly O'Keefe Betcher, also known as Miss OKB. O'Keefe Betcher organized the photo. She begins by explaining why.
I knew I wanted a picture, but I didn't know how many people were coming. It was a Friday. And Friday afternoons, you know, people are busy and they have a lot. So I invited people. Kind of the, you know, if you build it, they'll come, and they did. And I said, I don't want this to be an anti-Baraboo thing. I don't want this to be, oh, they're so terrible, let's turn them into the big baddies. I didn't want that. That wasn't going to be the spirit of it. It's not like any of us are in a position to judge anybody else. But we knew that our students, our Jewish students, our Muslim students, our students of color, that was landing for them. And I wanted to give them an opportunity to respond to it. We knew the format was going to be a picture in some way, but we had some pretty hilarious conversations of what that was going to look like. We wanted it to be embracing. We wanted it to be direct, right? We're not giving Baraboo a pass. There's a real danger in the denial that some adults and community members have said about that. I mean, we spent some time in conversation saying, you cannot tell us that they were waving. You cannot. You cannot tell us that it wasn't what it was. So let's name it, right? Let's declare the truth of what that picture was. In the same breath, now that there's some truth, where do we go from here? What's the next conversation? Where's the restorative conversation? Where's the healing that hopefully can come from a conversation, but nothing gets reconciled if you're going to pretend that it's something that it's not.
What do you guys think about the fact that the students in this picture are kids your age?
Looking at the picture, not in a like discriminatory way, but everyone is white. They're all male, and coming from a school like King where we're so diverse, we're so race, religion, gender identity, it's just kind of, Ms. OKB said this at one time, like, we're at an advantage, and sometimes with that advantage, like, we forget that there are parts in this country who have never seen what we come to school every day to look at. Like, they have never had these conversations that we have in this classroom every single day about, like, the hard topics, the topics of what people go through, whether it's good, bad, or otherwise. And I think that, like, we don't want to shun them, but we want to bring them in, realizing that they are a part of the state, and kind of go from there and saying, like, how can we fix this? How can we educate you? How can we make people alike realize just what they might not realize, I guess.
Me personally, I couldn't imagine, like, myself or my peers doing anything like that because, like Hannah said, King is a very diverse place. We don't see race, we don't see color, we don't see religion, we just see people who just come to learn. So the fact that they are high school students and that's what they chose to do, the fact that they felt comfortable doing something like that, that drastically changed history, I was disgusted.
Going on like knowing that everybody is our age, like how I feel about that, both the pictures, just comparing them both, like, we're in high school, they're in high school. Knowing that we're putting, like, Rufus King in, not just Rufus King, but looking at my school, it makes me very hopeful knowing that we're putting out people into the world that have this kind of perspective and this kind of knowledge. And, like, knowing that we have so many people who are willing to step up when they need to and willing to provide their voice in situations that are tough, because this is a tough conversation to have.
If you guys could give a message to the Baraboo students and community, what would it be?
Can I start?
Yeah.
Can I start with that one? So just this afternoon, I got a voicemail from a man named Moses in New Jersey. he had seen the picture, and I won't try and do a New Jersey accent, but it was very clear to him that he was moved, and he wanted to buy every single person in the picture an ice cream cone because of how much it meant to his family. So I'm going to assume that he's a Jew, and I'm going to assume that he saw people who might not be Jewish standing up for him. So if I was going to send a message to Baraboo, I would say, I want to stand up for you too, right? I don't know that I have money to buy Baraboo an ice cream cone, but I loved Moses' intention, which was, I saw you doing something right, and we want to celebrate that. And I know Baraboo is on their path, right? I know that they're working to figure it out, and they're grieving, and they're confronting. So my message to Baraboo was, let's learn together, right? We have something really special here, and I bet Baraboo has something really special too. What could we learn together? Maybe have an ice cream cone.
I guess that my message would probably be that there was an issue, and actions have consequences. That's what happens. And I think that the most important thing is to not be like, to not step away from Baraboo and be like, this is who Wisconsin is, and Baraboo is not who we are. Baraboo is a part of Wisconsin, and they always will be. And I guess what we're trying to say is we need to come together as a Wisconsin community. And we need, and I mean, like, not saying that we're the only example, but we create an example for them not to follow, but to learn from. And just to show, like, we're in high school, we're the same age as you, and although you may not have the advantage of having all these different types of people from so many different types of places in your school, and sometimes it's just like that. I mean, like, it's... different people live in different areas in Milwaukee and all of Wisconsin. But just more to learn from your mistakes and to recognize them in the first place and to grow from them, I guess you could say.
I would simply say be aware, because whether or not their intention was to generalize hate, it affected a lot of people, like outside of the Jewish community. So simply be aware of what you do and how you do it.
Do any of you have any experiences that have been brought up by this picture of being discriminated against in some way?
Okay, so me being of African-American descent, of course I have been discriminated against, but I don't want to say I've come to terms with it, because I know it's going to happen, because I've gotten looks, stares, you know, bumped, but I love myself. Like, I'm never going to stop being Black, never going to claim anything else but Black. So, I mean, it matters that it's still present in this day and time, but it is what it is. Like, I'm going to be Black. Either you're going to love it or you're going to hate it. I love it.
Anyone else?
Okay, so I'm white, and I'm never going to try to say that I've been racially oppressed. I will never go to that place. But I, coming to school at King, where I'm able to be surrounded by a bunch of people who will talk on behalf of their racial oppression, I'm definitely able to acknowledge my white privilege and see what I can do with it and how I can make change for those who are oppressed. And I think that before coming to King, I didn't have that same, like, recollection. I went to a primarily white middle school, and I acknowledged that, and that's why I came to King. I live outside a district, and I open enrolled. Obviously, some people don't have the opportunity living in, like, an all-white neighborhood to just surround themselves with that diverse environment. But I think that just realizing that your all-white setting isn't the norm, isn't realistic, isn't real world, and just where we can go with that and just change, I guess.
Yeah. Does anyone have anything to add to that?
Well, I was just going to say, kind of contrasting with Hannah, being half white, half Mexican, and I mean, I look pretty white. I mean, I've never experienced any oppression towards me based on the way I look, and I'm fortunate for that. But I grew up on the east side of Milwaukee, and in a primarily white neighborhood. But my being the youngest of four children and a daughter to like two amazing parents who want me to experience everything in the world, I went to a bilingual elementary school. I went to La Escuela Fratni in River West, and there I was surrounded with kids who had different first languages than I did. And then for middle school, I went to a school that was 30 minutes away. I went to Wedgwood Park. And there I experienced even more, even different setting where I was exposed to so many different types of people. And I was in a bilingual program there with primarily Spanish speakers. And then coming here and being in an even larger school, I felt it wasn't like growing up in the Milwaukee public school system. I've definitely been like realized that I'm so fortunate to be able to be surrounded by so many different types of people and to be exposed to different like situations, I guess you could say, or different people who experience different things that I couldn't have experienced if I went to a different school. I'm definitely so grateful to be surrounded with so many different types of people that I don't necessarily relate to, but that I can have knowledge about and learn about.
Do you guys have any other photos planned or any other discussions, events in response to it?
We were just talking about this because I saw that the school district in Baraboo has made a decision not to suspend and that picture was protected under free speech. And so, yeah, we're going to respond to that. We don't know exactly what that's going to look like, but we want to say something that your free speech, if it's rooted in hate, is at the expense of someone else's freedom. Mm-hmm. And there's a consequence for that. So watch this space. Something's percolating. We don't know exactly what it is. I'm going to meet with the young people and we'll see. But we're not done with this conversation.
As long as people are going to be doing things like this, oppressing other people, Rufus King is always going to have something to say about it. And it's not like we're trying to do this to like put Baraboo in their place or put these high school kids in their place. We want to bring you up with us, if that makes sense. We want to lift you up because you deserve it. You just need to recognize your issues and move forward.
Okay. I just want to say, our freshman year, because all three of us are juniors, our freshman year, we experienced two passings. Both were seniors, Marisol and Maya. And when the entire school came together, for them, it was literally the entire school. Mm-hmm. We all wore red for one passing and yellow for the other. So when King puts their mind to something, and we really feel for something, and we want to do something and make a statement, we're going to do it. We're going to do it in huge numbers, and we're going to do it united.
That was Rufus King student Kennedy Henderson, along with Estella Ramirez, Hannah Olenchek, and English teacher Kelly O'Keefe Betcher. They helped organize a photograph displaying signs for love in response to a viral picture from Baraboo, which shows students from that city making what appears to be the Nazi salute. You can hear more interviews like this one by visiting the Lake Effect page at wuwm.com.